As we mentioned earlier, Gaddafi's control over Libya appears to be shrinking to a zone around the capital, Tripoli. Elsewhere, it's a different story. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the eastern Libyan city of Tobruk.
In the main square of Tobruk, people already talk about the Libyan revolution of last week in the past tense. It's done. It's over. Gaddafi is never coming back, people say, even as the man who ruled Libya for 42 years clings to power in the capital. The square is surrounded on all sides by evidence of Gaddafi's downfall. The police station is burned out, a concrete monument to Gaddafi's political and social philosophy. His green book has been smashed. The red, black, and green flag of the Libyan king Idris, who Gaddafi overthrew in a coup in 1969, flies from the minaret of the mosque. Abdul Rahman says Gaddafi destroyed Libya.
I think that after Gaddafi, Libya will be very, 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 very good.
He says Gaddafi has squandered the nation's oil wealth and ruled Libya based on his own personal whims. Protests began here in Tobruk on February 17th, and within 2 days, Gaddafi's security forces had either fled or joined the opposition. Schools and most businesses remained shut. Food stores and bakeries are still open, but the government no longer exists here. The courthouse and Gaddafi's main administrative office complex are now abandoned. In the main square this afternoon, young men gave a hero's welcome to an old revolutionary who just returned from exile. Omar Hariri fled Libya after a failed coup attempt in 1975. The gray-haired Hariri came to express his solidarity with the young people in the square. Soon, several military officers and army fatigues, who are now backing the revolution, arrived firing their AK-47s into the air to welcome Hariri. Hariri said a young people's revolution cannot be stopped in Libya or in Egypt or in Tunisia. The main square of Tobruk bustled with men and some children, but then in marched a cluster of women, many of them in long black robes with their eyes visible only through slits in their veils. The women had also come to call for Gaddafi to step down.
Go out, Muammar. Enough. It's over. It's over.
Faiza Ibrahim, a school teacher, said Gaddafi has no control here in her city anymore.
He didn't care. He do and he did what he want. Only what he want.
Other women said they were insulted that Gaddafi has repeatedly blamed the uprising on people on drugs. We are not on drugs, one of the women said through her veil. We are Muslim. And with anger flashing in her eyes, she added, and Gaddafi must go. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tobruk, Libya.